Yo, what is up, everyone? I'm Bungie, and welcome to episode one of the Bungie Talk, my new podcast. Yes, welcome to episode one. This is I've been saying for a couple months, I've been revising, revamping the podcast, making more pro podcast themed style type thing, and here we are. So today is episode one, which means we're going to be talking about the history of me, Bungie. So, if you guys are excited for this podcast, do be sure to leave a like and subscribe down below. Got the new channel, so go subscribe. So, I guess let's just get right into it. Who am I? Who is I? Who am I? Yeah, who am I? That's the right grammar. I didn't go to school. So, I'm Bungie. My name is Andrew, hence the A. I started my first YouTube channel back in 2018. I had just moved out to where I live now, and on our school computers, I watched YouTube all day long. I'd watch a bunch of different YouTubers, and I was like, yo, I want to do this. This seems fun. This seems like something I want to do. So I did it. I used my school account email to create a YouTube channel. Yeah. So, after about a year, I had most everyone in the school subscribe to me. I had no one watched my videos. But I had bribed some of the teachers to shout out my channel, and everyone subscribed to the Andrew Beckett channel. And, yeah, pretty much all I did on there was record people. I didn't understand. At that point, I was young. Like, I was way young back then. And I didn't understand copyright or, you know, plagiarism. Yeah, I didn't understand that type of stuff back then. So I'd record, like, I'd screen record movies and other YouTubers and then upload them on my channel and get views that way. And, you know, occasionally I'd break out, you know, the, yo, this is my house. Let me show you the entire outside of my house and give you a tour of every detail outside of my house, including the number on my street, which was stupid. Thankfully, no one watched my channel, so it's deleted now. It's long gone, so good luck finding it. So yeah, I was stupid. So I posted a lot of cringy content on there, and that was that. That was my channel. Well, I switched to cyber school, and I switched back and forth between homeschool, cyber school, and the public school, and eventually I had been cyber long enough that they deleted my school account, which meant channel go bye-bye. So I created another one on my actual email account. I was learning more about computers, tech, copyright, YouTube, bunch of things that would have come in handy. Thankfully, the other one didn't go big because it got took down. But so I created a new channel. And I used my cyber school computer, which was a MacBook Air, and it was a pretty good one too, to record videos. Yeah, like Minecraft Education Edition, Minecraft videos, still screen recording other YouTubers' things because I still was stupid and wanted views. I like recorded an entire live stream of someone and uploaded that. And then I'd record videos, and it was the cringiest thing. I used to record videos and pretend I was live and then upload them as videos saying, oh, it was recently streamed. I mean, you can look down and it'll tell you, hey, this video was uploaded on this date, you know? And it was like, I didn't understand that at first, so I'd be like, yo, guys, we're live playing here Minecraft. It would be Scratch Minecraft on Scratch, if anyone knows, you know. And I'd be like, yo, we're live. Yo, we got 8,000 people watching. What's good, chat? What's good? Hey, yo, we got 10 grand people watching. And I said 10 grand of people. I don't know. I don't say 10,000. I say 10 grand. That's just how I say that, like, specific number. It's weird. But I used to say that. And I used to do that. And I get hashed in the comments by, like, the two viewers I had. Like, yo, this is, you're dumb. I had like maybe 20 subs at the time. So I wiped all my old videos, privated them, the ones I liked, deleted all the other ones, and I actually started. I created, whoa, you guys don't even know about this pre-Hobblecraft era. I created Wobblecraft. It was a Minecraft Bedrock LAN server, local access network. So basically, anyone I was friends with who's connected to the network, to Xbox, I invited to the game, and they joined. They joined basically like a realm, but it wasn't a realm. You didn't have to pay for it. I don't know if you can still do it today. And so I created Wobblecraft Season 1. And I remember we had this little town on a stony shores biome. And I put so much work into that town. I wonder if I could ever get it back. But, I had that old town and everything. A whole server, a whole series. And then that, you know, came along and it got deleted. We'll talk about how, but it got deleted. And, I deleted my email. Yeah, I thought I'm special. So, yeah, and then comes in 2021. I went to, at that point, I was going to a trade school. Sorry if I'm out of focus, my camera sucks. I'm not going to try to refocus it every time. So I was going to a trade school for this and that, and they gave us Windows computers. So, I started a new channel. It was called Andrew Plays. And I just had it created. I didn't really do anything on it. I didn't upload or anything. And I just had that channel for a couple weeks. And then I meet up with one of my old friends from middle school. And I'm like, yo, you have a channel. I just started a channel. And you do want to create a conjoint channel. So me and Caden created Caden and Andrew Plays. And that's the channel that I had for a good year and a half, 2 years. I had the Caden Andrew Plays channel. So, that's this channel. I want to tell you guys, that Andrew Plays Caden, that's this channel. We'll get into that. So I changed the name to Caden Andrew Plays, changed the handle, changed the description, and we start uploading on the bus ride home. We'd record off of this very phone, my Bungie filming phone. We'd record off of that Granny and Among Us. And then I started using the school computer to record Minecraft and all kinds of games on it. And yeah, we did that for a good couple months. And then we sort of had a bit of a falling out, and we didn't record together anymore. After, like, you know, 4 or 5 months of recording, we just had a bit of a falling out and didn't record much anymore. And it was a time I think we were both taking to look at life, like, what do we want to do? Do we want to do YouTube? Do we not want to do YouTube? Is life getting busy? You know, school in a way. And we were looking at that, and, you know, things happened, and it wasn't a part of the channel anymore. Hence the reason of me creating my old podcast, was to talk about, like, hey, this is where we've been and stuff. And, yeah, so that's pretty much how that went down. And then I switched it back to Andrew Plays for a little bit of time. I left it at Caden and Andrew Plays for quite a while, actually, after that, you know, just in case he ever wanted to hop back on. And then he was eventually like, hey, just change it. I'm not coming back. And I was like, all right. So I switched it to Andrew Plays, kept it with the same old logo and stuff, the same handle, Kate and Andrew Plays. And I meet Corbin. So me and Corbin, right? We had known each other for a long time before that, but we never knew each other personally. Like, we've bumped into each other. We saw each other, like, every week at an event we'd go to. And, but we just never talked, never did really even knew each other existed. We just knew that we were there. And I was the cookie monster because I ate all the cookies at the place we went. And he was the Corbin. He was the Ohio Rizzler. And so I called him one night, you know, we played some Fortnite, we got to being friends, we'd just hang out more, and I give him a call one night. I'm like, yo, my channel, as of then, had been primarily a conjoint channel of some sorts. Now, he had a YouTube channel, and he had a couple of them, where he did different skits or different gaming things, depending on the channel, and I was like, yo, do you want to join my channel? And he thought about it, and he eventually said yes, he'd like to join. Thus begins the Corbin and Andrew Plays era of this channel. So, me and Corbin recorded together, and we still do record together, but we recorded a vlog together. And it was we almost died at Del Grosso's. Del Grosso's is an amusement park that is about 2 hours away from where we live. And we went, and we just had a good time, and, you know, rode some rides, had some fun, ate some goodies. And, yeah, that was pretty much what we did. And so, then I created Hobblecraft. Hobblecraft was a Minecraft series I had after the end of Wobblecraft. I created Hobblecraft Season 1. It was on that old channel, and it was a thing where me and all those Xbox friends just played Minecraft, and I recorded it. Well, I decided I wanted, you know, to have a series where everyone who was on it was, you know, either in my Discord server or someone I knew, and we all recorded and uploaded. So I created Hobblecraft Season 2. Corbin joined a little bit later on, and we created a conjoint castle server. It was awesome. We got trolled. Hobblecraft Season 2 ended. So then we started Hobblecraft Season 3, which was a just like, hey, we'll start fresh. We got trolled. But we sort of died out of Hobblecraft Season 3. It didn't really go well, and it just, you know, sort of just died off. It fell off. Bro fell off. So, a couple months after that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna fully revise Hobblecraft, make it, you know, weekly upload schedule, everyone who joins has to record and upload, and it was gonna be fun. And so I created Hobblecraft Season 4, and it was the best season yet. You know, we all uploaded every Wednesday, and everyone who, you know, joined, you know, agreed to those terms, and I won't get into this whole video, but, yeah, and it went good for about, I think it was episode 7 or 8, and, then Corbin just didn't, like, was falling out of a Minecraft feeling or whatever he called it or something, whatever it was. Corbin wasn't really, he was losing interest in the game and in the series, so he left. And considering we were the only two players that sort of crashed Hobblecraft, so Hobblecraft went, Season 4 went down, and, you know, we sort of left it at that, you know, Hobblecraft Season 4 is over, you know. And at the time, he was mad at me for something on the server, I was mad at him for ending the server, I sort of banned him from being in any of my videos for a while, and this is stuff I've never disclosed before either, this is like Bungie, you know, CIA Bungie files right here. But yeah, I banned him from being on my videos for I think it was a 6 month period, or no, I forget how long, But he wasn't allowed to be in the videos. And so it sort of like ruined the whole Corbin and Andrew Plays vibe that we had going. He didn't want to pursue YouTube as a full-time career as I do. And he just wasn't, you know, able to keep up with the weekly stuff. And so, you know, Corbin and Andrew Plays sort of like faded, and you know, I changed the name back to Andrew Plays and changed it all back to just the soul Andrew Plays. So time goes by, you know, Corbin's a lot back on, whatnot. We start doing videos again, yada yada yada. I am trying to think of something creative. Looking around, there are a lot of Andrew Plays on YouTube. There are a lot of them. Like, if you just search Andrew Plays, filter it to channels, the amount of results you will get is ridiculous. There's a lot of Andrew Plays. So, I was trying to think of something unique. Now, Dressing Bear 134, we'll talk about that. That is, I think it's time, you know, the cat comes out of the bag for this one. When I first created my Xbox account long, long ago, the default name it gave me was Dressing Bear 134. I was like, okay, this has got to change. I'll change it to Andrew Plays. Years and years later, I never changed it. I've stuck with it, and all of my usernames everywhere have been Dressing Bear 134, Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft, until I changed it. Among Us, until I changed it. Like, Discord, until I changed it. Everything was Dressing Bear 134. So, yeah. So, I was like, yo, what if I just name it that? Then I was trying to think of a logo design, and I was like, okay, that's not gonna work. I can't think of any logo for Dressing Bear 134. I was trying to think of something creative, something clever, something cool image type for Dressing Bear 134. But there's really just, like, nothing I could think of for a logo. So then I was just tossing around ideas, chuggling through names, and I was like, Bungie. And that's pretty much how it happened. I was at school in the lunch line, thinking, I was like, Bungie. I was like, oh, it hit me. It was like, I was so ready for my lunch at school. It, like, the stomach acid rushed to my brain, hit me, and was like, Bungie. I was like, that's it. So I had been working on a logo design for Andrew Plays, a green A. I used to have the one that I stole from online. It was just a, like, literally fire in the shape of an A trailing. If I can find it, it would be right here. But I'd been working in Photoshop for a while on, like, a cool design for an A logo. And I had created Bungie. I'd created, you know, what we have today, Bungie. Except without the eyes, without the smile. It was just an A. That's all it was. And all it was an A. With, you know, the minus that, the controller, and the headphones. I had added them on later. And I was like, okay, I could do something with this. What if I turned Bungie, instead of being me, into its own creature? So I added eyes, a face, did some revising, and originally I was going to have the teeth, the Bungie teeth, as upside down A's, but I was like, I don't know if that would go well. So I had just thought of ways to do it, and I eventually created Bungie, a little green A character. It's all he is a Bungie, you know, it's all he'll ever be. And yeah, so then I was like, okay, Bungie it is. So I changed everything to Bungie. Like, everything gets turned over in a matter of a week. Everything. Social medias, everything goes from Andrew Plays to Bungie. And then, yeah, here I am today. You know? And to think of how far I've come since 2018. From 2018, messing around in school, creating a new Discord server every day with a different email and different username and password, to having a fully functioning Discord server, a staff team, a channel that's growing at a much rapid pace than ever, a podcast, collaboration with big companies, with big creators, and it's just amazed me how far I've come in the past 7 years of this YouTube experience, and I wouldn't want it to be any other way. Yeah. So looking forward into Bungie's future, the future of you guys as the viewer, the future of me, the future of my team, future of everyone involved in Bungie, I just want to make videos that you guys enjoy watching, that gets more people to watch them, because it's funny content, and it's just overall a good experience for everyone. I want to make content I enjoy making, and I want to make content that I know you guys enjoy watching. I have a group of friends that I record with, including Corbin, and now I have, you know, two more channels, the podcast channel, the review channel, and the original Bungie channel. And it's just amazing how far we've come as a community in the past 7 years from, you know, being an idiot who never knew how to use, you know, anything computer, to me now, here, in front of this camera, in front of this backdrop, with you guys, with the studio. So, it's just incredible how far I've come, how far we've come together. Like I said, I wouldn't want it any other way. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching this first episode of the podcast. I didn't really know what to do for it except the history of Bungie. It's shorter than most of my podcasts will be in the future. And yeah, so make sure to leave a like if you guys enjoyed. Go check out the Discord server, links in the description. Go get some podcast merch. We have podcast merch, links in the description and in the Discord. I will have it for, hopefully, if not the next episode, the episode after. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. This has been Bungie. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.